Good morning, and welcome to Searching the Scriptures, brought to you by the Church of Christ that meets at Wasilla. We are located at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogart Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our phone number is 373-5773, and our website is churchofchristwasilla.com. Come and study God's Word with us. We meet at 10 a.m. for Bible study, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for services, and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. Each week, we'll endeavor to help you grow by searching the Scriptures. 2 Peter 3:18 reads, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Please take out your Bibles and search the Scriptures with us this morning.
I'm Wendell Fikes, and we invite you to stay tuned to Q99.7. As we study the Scriptures together, we're encouraged by your interest in examining and searching the Scriptures with us each Lord's Day. Today's lesson is entitled, "The Old Testament Sabbath Day and the New Testament Lord's Day." The crossing of the Red Sea, recorded in Exodus chapter 14, serves as a background of our study. The Scriptures tell us, "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians, and he took off their chariot wheels, so that they drove them with difficulty." That is, God intervened. "And the Egyptians said, 'Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians.' Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen.' And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus, Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 through 31. God, by the hand of Moses and Aaron, led the march of some 2 million Israelites safely across the Red Sea. He delivered them out of the reach of the pursuing armies of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. While Pharaoh's chariots and armies were drowning and sinking to the bottom of the Red Sea, the Israelites were singing freedom song and deliverance from Egyptian slavery. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang, I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. The mass of the people, the Israelites, now assembled on the sands of the Sinai Peninsula, began their wilderness wanderings of 40 years because of their sins against God, to Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey. Soon they would come to Mount Sinai, where God prepared Moses to go up on Mount Sinai and receive the Ten Commandment law. The Israelites were to wait at the foot of Mount Sinai while Moses was on the mountain. It was an awesome scene and an unforgettable occurrence. Then it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud in the mountain. And the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the Lord answered him by voice. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, upon the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to gaze at the Lord, and many of them perish. Also let the priests who come near the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them. But Moses said to the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, Set bounds around the mountain, and consecrate it. Then the Lord said to him, Away, get down, and then come up, you and Aaron with you. Exodus chapter 19, verses 16 through 24. Then the Lord said to Moses, Write these words. For according to the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 34, verses 27 and 28. You will note, in Moses receiving the Ten Commandments, they were alternately called the Commandments of the Lord and the Covenant with Israel. The Lord spoke to Moses out of the midst of the fire. He declared to you His covenant, which He commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments. And He wrote them on two tables of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments. Observe them in the land which you cross over to possess. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 12 through 14. Beginning in chapter 5 of the book of Deuteronomy, in verse 1, Moses called all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments, which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. The Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. The Exodus account of the giving of the Ten Commandments in chapter 20 reads essentially the same as recorded in Deuteronomy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments was to observe the Sabbath day, keep it holy. I want you to remember, as we have read, the number of times that the Bible said, and God said to Israel. The commandment was to Israel. It was not to anyone else. Where and when did God give Moses this covenant, this Ten Commandment law? You came down also on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. You made known to them your holy Sabbath and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, your servant. Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. God gave Moses his covenant with Israel, the Ten Commandment law, on Mount Sinai about 15 centuries before the birth of Christ. To whom did God give this covenant, the Ten Commandments? Consider these facts in the text in the book of Deuteronomy. It was to all Israel. Hear, O Israel, today, observe them. The Lord made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. When the Bible emphasizes over and over, we need to take heed. The Ten Commandments were given only to Israel. It's said over and over again. I speak in your hearing today. It had to do with those Israelites that were assembled at the foot of Mount Sinai. Learn the commandment. Learn the covenant. And be careful to observe the covenant starting today. God made a covenant with us in Horeb. Who were the us in Horeb? It was the Israelites. The Lord did not make the Ten Commandment covenant with our fathers, referring to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but with us. The specific people to which the Lord gave the Ten Commandment law, called the covenant, was Israel. Note, to us here today, us who are here alive today. The Ten Commandments were not given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but to their descendants, the Israelites. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived before the Ten Commandment law was given on Mount Sinai. Therefore, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were not obligated to keep the Sabbath day law. They will not be accountable to God's Ten Commandment law to keep the Sabbath day. Since the Ten Commandments were given only to Israel, the Sabbath day being one of those Ten Commandments, it necessarily follows that Sabbath day keeping was to the Israelites only and not to anyone else. Those Ten Commandments were God's covenant with Israel. For God said, "If you, Israel, will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 2. God did not make his Ten Commandment covenant, the law of Moses, that he gave to Israel, with the Gentiles. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For when Gentiles who do not have the law," the Ten Commandment law, the law of Moses, "by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law of Moses, are a law to themselves." Romans chapter 2 and verse 14. God would keep his covenant with Israel throughout their generations. "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, My Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations." Exodus chapter 31 and verse 13. God's Ten Commandment covenant with Israel was a sign between him and the children of Israel forever. Exodus chapter 31 and verse 17. This covenant, the law of Moses, the Ten Commandment law, would last throughout Israel's generations. It would be bound on the Israelites, later identified as the Jews, until God would make his new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and that new covenant would include everyone. God gave the Ten Commandment law to only the Israelites. When did the Sabbath day observance end? Since Sabbath day observance was a part of the Ten Commandment law given to Moses on Mount Sinai, then, when the Ten Commandment law ended, the Sabbath law also ended. The Sabbath day was the fourth commandment written on those tables of stone. The law of Moses, the ministry of death, Paul called it, written and engraved on stones, would pass away, taken away by Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 and 14. When did Christ take away the law of Moses? He himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation that separated the Jews and the Gentiles, having abolished in his flesh the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Paul goes further to say in the book of Colossians, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, he," Christ, "has taken it," that law, "out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." Then Paul goes ahead to say, "So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths." We will not be judged according to whether or not we keep the Sabbath, because we're not living in the age in which the Sabbath day applied. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. At the cross, Jesus ended the law of Moses, which contained the Sabbath day law. Jesus would establish a new covenant, not only with the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Israelites, but with all nations, including Jews and people of every nation on earth. Hear Jeremiah the prophet. The days are coming, says the Lord. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. I will put my law in their minds, write it on their hearts. I will be their God. They shall be my people. For they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17. The Apostle John wrote, "The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." John chapter 1 and verse 17. That night at the supper the Lord said, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28. The Hebrews writer declared, if the first covenant, that was the law of Moses, had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. And that would be a second covenant, the new covenant, Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 7. A new covenant. He has made the first, that's the law of Moses containing the Sabbath day command, that is becoming obsolete and now growing old, is ready to vanish away, Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 13. And Paul said what happened to that covenant. Jesus nailed that old covenant to the cross. The Sabbath day observance began at Sinai, not at creation, as some religious organizations believe, teach, and practice. Sabbath day observance ended when Jesus nailed the law to the cross. The new covenant, Christ's law of grace and truth, began on Pentecost, Sunday morning, the first day of the week, at the third hour in the morning, that would be 9 o'clock. Our time. The first day of the week under the new covenant, Peter preached the first sermon, repentance and baptism for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for the sins of the whole world. The first day of the week always follows the seventh day, the Sabbath day. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all say the first day of the week was after the Sabbath. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, Mark chapter 16, verse 1, Luke chapter 24, verse 1, and John chapter 20, verse 1. Today, all Christians meet and worship according to the new covenant in the New Testament on the first day of the week called the Lord's Day. Now on the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul spoke to them, Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2. The Apostle John, nearing 100 years old, said, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day." Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10. Sabbath day observance applied only to the Israelites in the Old Testament. The first day of the week, the Lord's Day, is God's appointed time for Christians to meet in the New Testament age. If you have a question or a comment about our lesson this morning, please contact us. I'm Wendell Fikes. Thank you for listening. Until this same time next Sunday morning, we bid you a pleasant good day.
Come to me, save one.
We hope that you've been encouraged and will continue your study of God's Word. Please join us again as we search the Scriptures so that we may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. Please remember that you are cordially invited to come and study God's Word with us at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway to Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard, just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our meeting times are Sunday morning Bible study for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. Our midweek Bible study for all ages is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you have any questions concerning the lesson presented or would like additional study material or a home Bible study, please visit us at churchofchristwasilla.com or contact us by calling 373-5773. Thank you for listening and searching the Scriptures with us this morning.